In the last several years, more than 20 states have passed some form of a three strikes and you're out law. These laws, in many cases, require a life sentence for criminals convicted of a third felony. Passing these laws was an effort by politicians and the states to get tough on crime, but two new studies just out show that three strikes and you're out is rarely invoked except in California. NPR's Edward Lifson reports.
Wisconsin has used it once. Georgia has seen five life sentences. Colorado, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and at least three other states have never put anybody behind bars as a result of three strikes and you're out. Only California and Washington State have used the three strikes law more than a few times. And the federal law, which was passed as part of the 1994 Omnibus Crime Bill, has produced only nine convictions, according to Walter Dickey. He's a University of Wisconsin law professor who wrote a new report issued by the Washington, D.C.-based Campaign for an Effective Crime Policy. They're a bipartisan coalition that promotes crime prevention over punishment. Dickey says 2 and 3 years after the passage of these laws, he's not surprised they're rarely used. He says judges and prosecutors, by and large, already felt they were able to hand out tough sentences through laws that were already on the books. And Dickey says judges and prosecutors don't think the new three strikes laws are fair, and they're not the best use of taxpayer money.
Prosecutors don't think that in every case the longest sentence possible is the best sentence. I hope they're trying to invest public funds in the delivery of public safety in sensible ways.
Even in California, the new study says, the three strikes law is not being invoked as often as state legislators hoped it would be. But California is the one state where the law is used quite a bit. California's definition of which crimes qualify as strikes is tougher than in any other state. And more than 16,000 criminals have been sentenced there since the three strikes law was put into effect in 1994, says Steve Telliano. He's the press secretary of the California Attorney General.
We have seen for the last 2 years crime in California down in every category across the board, while our neighboring states here on the West Coast are also having drops in crime. What we're seeing in California is a drop in crime that is double what our neighboring states are having.
The RAND Corporation estimates that increased incarceration will cost California $5.5 billion. It's worth it, says Telliano.
What we are also seeing, though, and these are figures put out by the U.S. Department of Justice, is a savings. We're seeing savings in the hospitals. We're seeing savings on insurance. We're seeing immeasurable savings in terms of persons who have not been injured. If homicide had continued its gradual decline that it was having prior to three strikes versus the decline that we have now, an additional 800 to 1,000 people per year would have been killed in California.
The new study by the Campaign for an Effective Crime Policy says there is little correlation between reduced crime and the three strikes law. The study points out that 85% of California's second and third strike convictions have been for nonviolent offenses. In California, 22% of the third strike convictions are for drug-related offenses, and nearly 39% are for property crimes. But California officials say these are people who have already been convicted of two violent felonies, and so they should be put away. Beth Carter of the Campaign for an Effective Crime Policy says the three strikes laws also deflect public attention away from real ways to reduce crime.
We're still attempting to deal with it primarily after the fact, after people have already been victimized, and not doing nearly enough to prevent victimization in the first place.
Carter also points out that the study found the laws have been applied disproportionately against African Americans. A second study by the Washington, D.C.-based National Council on Crime and Delinquency, which was commissioned by the research arm of the Justice Department, has reached most of the same conclusions and says that the three strikes laws were mostly politics.
The discussion of crime issues is about as low as it possibly can get.
Again, Walter Dickey of the University of Wisconsin. He says that 3 years after the passage of Three Strikes and You're Out began, even though his and other studies show that these laws don't reduce crime, Dickey says the political debate is still relying on slogans.
That is, it's about as uninformed and ideologically driven as any, I guess, that I've ever witnessed. If you look at the level at which the national and state campaigns are discussing these issues, it's very disappointing.
And the laws will probably not be repealed soon either, Dickey says. He says that's not the way that politics or the criminal justice bureaucracy works. In Chicago, I'm Edward Lifson reporting.